I think they're Well, we counted 20, and then we were laughing so much we thought, oh, we'd better stop her, you know, 20 sort of go from one side to the side when she's lying on her stomach. Because we used to make her sleep on her stomach.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was in hospital with Charlotte, that there were a couple of babies under the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the zombies. And there was one of them that was almost climbing out of the cot. Because they put them on their stomachs and then turn them.
Yeah.
They get even tanned. Yeah. But this one was literally almost out of the cot. It was really incredible.
Natalie, you were drinking so much. You don't really need to drink constantly. More.
Please.
Mummy. She's drinking so much, I can't believe it. It's not even that hot though, really. Please.
Yeah, I don't want to have to disturb this one, put her back in the sling. If you have to, then I'll have to. What have you got now? This should be good, thank you.
Sounds like Georgie. It is Georgie.
Oh dear, more clothes to take.
Georgie! Okay, what happened?
Georgie.
She fell off the
bench. Jumping up, weren't you? You were jumping up and down, and then you fell off. You fell off, but never mind, you're all right again now, aren't you?
Hello? She fell
down, didn't she?
Bye-bye house.
Bye-bye house. Going back to the subject of au pair, I'm just thinking about it. How did you find, you know, having someone living in your house and things like that?
Well, I'm not the world's best at having somebody else living in your house.
Did you find it difficult, or are you finding it?
It was easier to start with until you sort of get used to somebody.
Until you get to know each other,
annoying and things. But it's not that bad, really.
How old is she?
She's only 18. That's
do you let her out? I mean, does she go out in the evening? I don't know. It's like 18-year-old. It's someone's responsibility. Does she go out in the evenings or anything like that?
She's not that sort. She's actually made friends with one or two colleagues. So she's going to cinema this week. She's done a couple of things. Not a lot. She doesn't do it at home. She doesn't go out.
So it'd be difficult if you had someone who wanted to go out all the time, or if they're sort of really living it up or something. I mean, are there sort of rules and regulations?
The agencies say that they're required to do 5 hours work for you a day, 6 days a week,
right?
One full day off, and a reasonable amount of babysitting.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah.
So obviously evenings generally are there. Mm.
Yeah, that must be great having a babysitter on tap.
Yes, it is.
That must be really nice.
A cat.
I think that's actually for me it's probably the best thing.
Yes.
Plus having her meals done if I'm busy.
Precious.
Taken care of.
Daddy. Oh, it's nice. Yeah.
But I try and make sure I've got a couple of hours where I'm with her almost exclusively.
Yeah.
It's too easy otherwise just to say, you know, take her out, do that.
Oh, yeah. Must be very convenient though, especially like with another one, then, you know,
in this sort of period before she's actually settling down into a routine, once she's in a routine a bit more, then that's really tough. Do more with her. But we still try. trying to do as many correct activities as we can.
Yeah, we've found it really difficult finding a babysitter, really. Ever since we've had Nata, we've been really bad at actually having babysitters and, you know, and actually making the effort to go out, really. We should go out more often, really. But we just, you know, like Saturday night, we really enjoy making a nice meal and having a nice bottle of wine or something and doing something.
I've had
people that if I'd really wanted to that could come later. I mean, we've had babies and things like that. I mean, I'd prefer really to find a teenager, an 18-year-old or something like that, no, 18, 17, 18, 19-year-old, something like that, who'd like, you know, 5 or 10 of where we are now, they're all either very young or very old. Natalie. They're either very young or very, right, like young families or like about in their 80s. But I am looking at them. But I think there's a NCT at Woodminster, and they just started about 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So, yeah, so I haven't been to any of those coffee mornings. I've met a few people from it. So I'm going to see if I can set up a babysitting circle or something like that, because that'd be quite useful. Another friend.
Yeah. Joe, we'll be quite lucky because before we had Joe, our lovely sister only lived in Fulton Heath.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah.
She's very good.
No. Like blowing into each other's mouths, is there? Yes, because they take it out of you. They're probably going to faint in a minute, aren't they? Lack of oxygen. All this carbon dioxide.
Know it yet, but she's doing a sponsored tumble top tomorrow.
Is she?
Tumble tops are doing a circuit instead of their usual bits and pieces they do. They're doing a circuit and they're being sponsored for remaining open to raise money to take equipment out there.
For Romanian, yeah. Did you say? Oh, that's good.
So they can actually get out of their pot. Bye. Got a bit of water by minute.
Yeah, my sister's just gone to Romania 2 weeks ago. She's a nurse, so she's gone out there to work in an orphanage. But it's not that easy. I mean, you know, I was reading an article a few months ago actually, and saying, you know, if you think about it, the sort of revolution was over a year ago and still the government hasn't done anything about it. And I mean, like, a lot of provisions that are being brought into Romania sort of go in the front door and out the back door, and, you know, they sort of sent loads of supplies like contraceptions and things like that to the women, and the doctors were selling them to rich Romanians and things like that. So there's such a lot of corruption in the country. I was also saying that, you know, the family, it's only the family unit that helps itself out. So if you're an orphan, you haven't got anyone to look after you, because they just look after their own, really. No,
rain. raining.
Has it?
Like, well.
Yeah.
Forecast rain.
Nothing very cold to make
it. They forecast yesterday and today that it was really going to be terrible. It's not been as bad.
You never know.
What's under there? All right, well, look, I'll speak to you later.
Yes,
oh, there's a trap under there, is there?
And thanks very much for June's, you know, seeing the savage.
Oh yeah, oh, you better be mad. I've got such a yes.
Yeah,
no problem. And it's on Sunday. This
Sunday.
Oh, so
it's nice. Don't you walk off with those,
do you? On Sunday.
Yeah, okay then. See you. Thanks very much for the drink.
It's a different dried fruit. And the other ones are sultanas. The brown ones. The bigger ones.
No, it's a sort of prison.
Oh, sort of, yeah.
I prefer better this one than Charlotte's one. Can I bring this one?
We must make a cake today.
We? Must we?
Well, we don't have to, but I'd like to make another one. I want to get rid of some of this flour. We've got so much stuff in there.
I do.
Let's do a chocolate one today. And I think somebody
else. Do you want to make some biscuit?
What sort of biscuit?
You put.
What sort of flour do you need?
I don't mind. I use. When I find flour at home, I use it.
Yes, but is it plain flour or flour that raises itself?
I don't know. Because my mother buys always the same. It's a flour especially for the cake. You know, with something in it.
With something in it? For raising, you don't put something else in as well to make it?
No.
Okay, that's all right. Next, that's what we've got a lot of.
So I put...
It's called self-raising flour.
250
grams. That's all right, don't need the...
No, it's simple.
Just what else do you need apart from flour?
A butter or margarine. I use margarine. I don't know what I use, but... And flour.
In the morning.
Sugar.
Sugar.
No, come on, don't play with that, love, please. Pick it up, quickly. Off the floor. Don't walk on it. It's Amy's blanket, though. I don't want it all over the floor.
Out of your nose. Out of your nose, Charlotte, please. Back.
Where's your dolly?
Going to find your wizard.
Put dolly in the pushchair.
So, would you go out of your nose?
Just don't make a big thing of it. The more you ask her to stop, the more she's going to do it.
I don't like when she does
it. I know, nor do I. But the more you talk about it, the more she'll do it.
Put in here.
She doesn't know about anything cutting. Can she do that? I told you before. My auntie heard that. Put the finger on it. My little cousin come and look at
Mind the table, Charlotte, there's drinks on it.
We can go to Water Palace.
Can we? If you don't want to go down the slides, yes.
No, I stay with Charlotte.
Well, you'll have to, because she can't swim yet.
Yeah, I know.
3 months. When she's 3 months, she'll be able to. If you want to. No, that's not for you.
That's Joelle's.
No, it's not Joelle's and it's not Mummy's.
Mummy's?
No, it's not. Well, it's Mummy's at the moment, but there's two ladies coming back to collect it tonight.
So they don't have.
You can see, yes, I'm glad you can see.
It's my present.
No, it's not a present.
My present.
It's not a present, it's lots of tapes. Lots of tapes.
If we go to Croydon.
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 If we go to Croydon. Do you ever go to clean your shoes?
Oh.
Every time I look at it, I see these bits of chocolate you spilt on it.
I have
wiped it. Have you? Very well. Yes, if we go to Croydon.
Croydon.
Oh. What?
Tomorrow. I don't need to go
Don't you?
Ah, careful!
Charlotte, don't jump.
Charlotte, you mustn't push my nippers. What? Charlotte! Now listen. You got another chair for me, Candy. Not on me. And don't push my nippers. You know it hurt me. You're going to learn that one day.
Drunk on the chair.
I'd rather you just sit on the chair, please.
No, stand on the chair.
No, don't stand
on the
chair.
I think we're going to push chair in a minute.
No, but...
Yes.
On the pillow.
Oh. Daddy left his pillow.
The one that I have. I stand up now. I'm too late. For sitting down.
Too late to sit down, is it? It's only 12 o'clock.
Charlotte! No.
Amy, can you keep still?
Daddy's. I know you want it, but you mustn't take. You ask.
We'll have to wait till Daddy gets home and ask Daddy.
I don't think it's going to work.
Worth a try. They're Daddy's, aren't they?
And
you ask Daddy.
Down. Charlotte, no. If you want to jump, that's trampoline. Especially for that. Do you ever spend all your energy in Tumblr Club? I think you have spent all money's energy in Tumblr Club.
Mm-hmm. That parachute is hard work. They like it though, don't they?
You want to be naughty. Hey,
love that parachute, the kids, don't they?
Yes.
It's good fun. I think I'd probably like it. Let's not have screaming fits today. I haven't got the energy for screaming fits. And then it's okay.
Sitting on my table.
You're sitting on your table. You shouldn't really be sitting on your table. Just this once, because you're sitting there quietly like a good girl. Well done.
I get down.
You get down, that's right. You get down. Perhaps we should go there. Oh,
Don't bite. Shut up, Chief. What's the matter with you, baby? Is
We don't need anything desperately, do we, in the supermarket? We'll need some more fruit juice by the weekend, that's right, won't we? If he doesn't decide to go fishing again. Oh, Charlotte, please.
If he decides to go fishing.
Then we'll have to go. Charlotte, move. We're going to change your nappy in a minute. We can have the other half. I'll just drink my coffee first, all right? Is that all right? No, I won't drink my coffee. It's just cold now. I don't like it.
It's my nose. What's that? My forehead.
What?
My hair.
Yeah.
My ear.
No, don't cry, Dad. Card.
And
one now. You're not finished.
Just cards. Could you speak English, please?
It's the way she said she did that. She picked up on the floor and she came and she said, no, I swear.
The only time she's likely to share anything with you.
Yeah.
Oi, bang. It's a bit small for you, that slide, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We'll have to put it away, won't we? We'll put it away soon. And then bring it out again in a year or so.
Yeah.
No, move it away from the table, please. There. And that's it. Whee.
She didn't know where she came from, obviously, didn't she? She went to Tumbleton's today, she done not bad. She done well. And she has something.
You're a busy little bee, aren't you?
Grandma, come tomorrow.
No, not this week. We were here last week, weren't we?
I'm going
possibly
here.
Maybe next Friday.
No.
My.
Shut up.
You're no. You get stuck in there.
I'm a bit stuck.
Well, come on. Get out of there.
Pull your leg out there. That's right.
I'm in there.
Not if I can help it. I hope not. What are we going to have for dinner tonight? Oh, I think we can find some cooking apples somewhere. Where can we go to cooking apples? I wish we had a decent greengrocer's at the end of the road. It's really annoying. When we moved here, there was a greengrocer where the Indian restaurant had taken the second shop. You know, it's now two shops instead of one. That used to be a greengrocer.
Well, I know where I'm going to find something.
Where?
In
then.
Oh,
in where?
In the shop down there.
Well, the one where you bought the onion. Do they have cookie apple? And we could have some sausages. But yes, Adam will probably eat that. He said he doesn't want me to prepare dinners for him, particularly.
Why? Going to have some
No, he says he's been losing weight on eating odd things that he's done. When I prepare a proper dinner for him, he doesn't lose weight, but when he plays about and has an omelette or cheese sandwiches and odd things that he makes, he loses weight. So he doesn't want me to make him dinner.
Yeah, but he's not healthy.
He knows he's not healthy. I can't force him. Come on. I can't force him to eat vegetables.
Can go now.
She made me work well.
Oh, yes.
You did a lot. Me. It's too late.
Not much more to do now, sir. You're doing a light green. Oh, you nearly finished that.
Huh?
Not much left of that colour to do, so.
Oh, no.
You're leaving the orange till last.
Hello. I don't like this colour, you know.
It'll look nice when it's finished, though, Joanne. But silk kimonos do have bright colours on them, don't they?
Yeah.
And they don't look. They look. Before you fall down. You're going to. Yes, you are, aren't you?
Dad,
come then.
Three, four, five.
Yes, I know. That doesn't mean anything, does it?
Wait, off you go.
Yes, now you be careful. You nearly hit your head on the table, didn't you?
No. I think I'm not going to keep still until she bumps your head or her knee.
Oh no! Open their mouth!
I like when she smiles when she's asleep.
I like when she smiles when she's awake because her eyes are open. Yeah, that's nicer.
Charlotte, yesterday she was asleep out there.
Little angel when she's asleep.
Yeah.
Are you a little angel?
7, 8, 9.
That's because she had no sleep yesterday.
Yeah, but I think 5 minutes after Adam's
getting down. Well, you didn't see her when she was watching the television. She was. Trying to keep her eyes open. That's why I fed her early. She wouldn't have stayed awake until 7 o'clock to eat. Okay, come on. Have you got some wind in there?
What's that?
Charlotte.
A, B.
I have noticed something.
C, D, E, F, T. Not so beautiful. She's changed a lot, hasn't she, since you've been here?
I haven't noticed.
The only thing I've noticed is she's had a different hairstyle. Oh dear. What have you got in there? What have you got? Is that your Lego?
Lego.
Is that Lego in there? You're going to make Mummy something? Oh, Amy, don't cry now.
So where are we must go?
Where must we go?
We must go in the shop on the page. For buy something for my Benny.
We must go to Penge, you mean?
I said Penge.
It didn't sound like Penge. What do you need to buy for your bunny?
Something for
we'll
put inside.
Oh, stuffy. Yes. What's the matter, sweetheart? Your eyes hurt. You're going to have a sleep after lunch today?
Yeah, I've been good.
Oh, no.
Not a choice.
Adam's
going fishing.
I don't think so. No, he's probably going tomorrow. He's having a look to see how much work he's got in the office today, and if he hasn't got enough to worry about going to work tomorrow, he's just going to go fishing tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
They haven't decided yet whether my car is going up to his office or to the fishing. I must go to Croydon, mustn't I? I must change that bra. Pardon? No, I didn't buy it in Mothercare. I bought it in Alders. What?
Big old men.
You don't like what?
Big old men. See, the big old men.
That's a lovely tower.
Big old men.
Careful, careful. Bring it away from the baby. See if you can make it any bigger. Oops!
Bah!
You've broken it.
Come on. Not funny.
It's not funny? No, alright then, I won't laugh.
You won't laugh.
No, I don't laugh if it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Good. How boring.
Do you want to go by train?
Well, I don't mind going by train, but I don't want to come back by train.
Because
there were stairs.
No.
So I was thinking of taking her in the pram, you see.
Oh, yes.
And I wouldn't want to put the pram down on those stairs. Croydon with her hanging around my neck.
Four, five. It's too long.
Careful, mind if you're going to land on top of those bricks, so be careful.
I'm being careful.
You're being careful, are you? I'm glad to hear it.
No more, Cedar. No funny.
Sure you don't want to see a dentist, just to make sure it's all right.
No, I don't want to see a dentist.
You're a silly girl.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes. No. Don't argue. Could you put her blanket in the seat, just so that they don't get little bits of cotton in it? She might... breathe them in. Thank you.
Not breathing in. No. I'm not being sick.
You're not being what?
Not being sick.
You're not being sick.
Don't
ask me. I'm a mouth.
I heard my
mouth. Look at
me. No.
When you're laughing.
Charlotte, take it away, please.
I heard my laugh.
You heard?
I heard me laughing.
What, on the tape?
I think I must do something.
You can't change anything about your voice or your laugh.
When the mum...
You are what you are, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, I can.
Yes, dear. Everybody has their laugh, that's it. You can't change it, can you?
No, I can't.
Snoring the other morning.
Huh?
Adam was snoring one morning this week. Charlotte came in the morning. What are you doing? She stood there waiting. Charlotte, please, will you stop climbing?
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's me.
I think I'm going to win.
It looks pretty horrible, doesn't it?
My cup is here.
I know what we can do.
When?
Tomorrow.
What can we do?
Yes, if we go to Croydon. For come back. Because your problem is you don't want to come back by train because you're afraid of the stairs.
No, I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want to.
Yes, I know what you mean, but. Yes, I know. But we can go to Turfany. Fourthly.
The stairs there.
The stairs.
Coming up.
Stairs up to get out there.
Charlotte,
it's
you
even
go
worse.
Down.
You have to climb up steps to get out of that station.
Oh.
I think. Anyway. Well, then we'd have to walk from Thornton Heath. Might just as well walk from Grove.
Charlotte, you come in your lunch, please.
That's a bag of rubbish, darling. Don't touch it, please.
Would you come in a lunch, please, Charlotte?
Eva, it's not going to do any harm. You found another drink now, have you? You've got drinks everywhere again.
Down here.
Is it? What's that? That was orange, is it?
I didn't give her to taste the grapefruit.
You didn't like it?
It's strange because when she was test with you.
Down here. Did he put it in her cup?
I come up.
Yes.
Oh, that's the difference. I never put it in her cup. She always had it out of my glass.
That is a
clean. See, these will drink anything if it's off somebody else's plate or out of somebody else's glass. Yes, Charlotte.
She tastes on your toast, she likes it, but when I give her, she don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.